Around 6,000 cases of missing children are reported to the Gardaí every year. Most come back or are found, but some don't. The Irish Society for the Protection of Cruelty to Children has a new phone line for families affected, 116000. Rona McGinn, their service manager, is here to tell us more. Rona, thank you very much for coming in. What can you do to help at the ISPCC?
I suppose the big thing to point out about this new service is that it is a service for emotional support. So in an instance where a child goes missing, the first thing for a family to do is to telephone the Gardaí. And one of the things that people need to be aware of is the myth that they don't actually have to wait for 24 hours to make that phone call. So after that initial phone call has been made, the ISPCC is here to provide emotional support. This service will offer support to young people themselves, to family members, as you have said, and parents, and to professionals.
Tell us about the automated text service that you offer as well.
As part of 116000, there is a service where, with parental consent, we will send a supportive text message to a young person to let them know that 116000 does exist and that they can actually telephone us in confidence to talk about what's going on for them.
You've been running this as a pilot scheme for a while, but now it's been rolled out to a 24-hour basis. Do you have any evidence that that text system works?
At the moment, with the pilot basis, I suppose we've just been trialling it. What we find with this is that, first of all, young people might not know that the service is there. Second of all, we know that it's running in other countries like the UK and that they get a positive response from it. So evidence from other countries shows that it's a good idea.
This is a 24-hour service I mentioned that you're offering. How can you do that? I mean, aren't you running ads at the moment? There's a poignant missed call because you don't have enough people to answer childline calls. So are you not stretched enough as it is?
I suppose the thing that we find in our services is that the calls that we get often are out of hours. They're not between 9 to 5. When we were campaigning to establish this service, we required funding for it. I suppose the systems that we have for this line are separate to the Childline service, and the fact that there's such a need for the service, we felt that we wanted to establish it anyway. We were the best people to do it, and you know, it does need to be there out of working hours.
I would imagine it must be one of the most difficult calls to face, because for any parent or family member, the idea of their child going missing is a horrific thought.
Absolutely. And certainly it's something that people can panic about, and it can very much worry parents, and you can understand why. Our staff and volunteers are trained and supervised to deal with those calls and to deal with the issues that present on the calls.
But to be fair, it is really just emotional support you can offer, because despite the statistics that I read out, I mean, we have about 12 children still missing at the end of last year out of about 6,000, but that's not much consolation for any parent, brother or sister who's ringing you saying that somebody is missing now.
Absolutely not, and I suppose, as you say, that's why the service is here, to provide emotional support.
Rona McGinn, thank you very much for coming into us. That number again, on a 24-hour basis, 116000.